Hi there, welcome back. This episode is going to be a little bit different. Today I want to do some real talk with you. I mean, I'm always real here, I never lie to you or anything like that. But today I want to share about what's been going on behind the scenes with my last launch and how it was not a successful launch. So while everybody is always talking about their successes and how amazing they're doing and all that, and I love hearing those kind of stories too, because they're inspiring me to do better and get there too. Sometimes that's not how it works out for us though, right? But nobody talks about their mistakes or how a launch went bad. And I want to change that today, even if it's really uncomfortable for me. But let's do this. I'm going to share it all with you, my results, what I did wrong, and what I've learned from it. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. Okay, so I just had the worst launch since I started selling online courses. I extended enrollment for a day and added a payment plan when I'm recording this, and hopefully a few more people will take me up for this, but I'm still going to be so far from reaching my goals. Here it is, the number. I sold 2 spots, which is a really terrible result, and while I'm still processing it, I kind of know why that is and what mistakes I made. First, let's talk about what I sold in this launch and what I did. I launched my newest program, Blissful Brand Blueprint. I sold it once before in a pre-launch in February. I actually did a podcast episode about this a few weeks ago where I share how I pre-sold a course and sold 30 spots. 30 spots back then to now, right? Since then, I've created all the lessons inside the course. And if I say so myself, it's an amazing course. I teach how to build your brand, how to get started on social media, how to register your domain and email and get started on your website, and how to create great content so you can start growing your audience. It really helps you build a strong foundation as a yoga teacher and to then start growing your online business. The price this time was $297 with a $100 discount, so normal price would be $397. It includes video trainings, workbooks, copy swipe files and templates, a free Facebook group. It's really a ton of value for what you pay. I'm actually really proud of it, and I 100% stand behind it. I think it's a great product. So I pre-sold Blissful Brand Blueprint in February, created it, and my original plan was not to do a launch in June, but to set up an evergreen funnel this month. But then I thought that I've never really launched it publicly, and I should do that. My original plan was to launch Blissful websites in June, but I'm afraid that I need more time for this, and then I was a little bit worried about money, so I decided to very quickly, very spontaneously, to do this launch. I set up a live webinar, and I invited people from my email list to it, and I sent out 3 emails after the webinar. This is how I launched it. And I reused everything from my first launch, the webinar slide deck, the sales page, and the emails. So the product is great. Why didn't it sell? Especially after I sold 30 spots in the first launch. It's one word. It's mindset. That's the main issue here. The truth is, it just wasn't the right time to do a launch. I just launched Blissful Biz Academy 5 weeks or so ago, and my audience was tired of launch emails. I was tired of launch emails. My mind was also completely occupied with other things. I was planning my campervan trip and busy with Luna and and so much more, and I didn't give this launch my all. I also probably didn't really want to launch again. I was feeling like it was too much, too many launch emails that I sent to my subscribers in too short a time. There definitely was an inner voice that said it's not the right time. It didn't feel good to switch my yearly calendar up again and add another launch in as well. That was my first mistake, guys. I probably simply shouldn't have done this launch. It wasn't the right time. But I didn't listen to that inner voice. I set everything up, the webinar, the registration page, the sales page, the emails, the timer, and everything else you need. I've done a few launches by now, so that went pretty smoothly sailing, no big issues here. But now the mindset blocks came into play. Second mistakes I made is that I didn't really look at or improve things like my sales page or emails. What I normally do before each launch, I always try to optimize it and make it better. I just reused everything, copy-paste, and I even made mistakes like not correcting the month in one email that I sent out. Ouch, right? And I knew at the same time that there were things I could improve. For example, on the sales page or get more testimonials. But I just didn't do it. I didn't sit down and do it. I was just like thinking, oh, but there are so many other things I need to focus on. And there was anything else going on. And I can't really explain why. There was a subconscious mindset block. Third mistake I made is that I played small. Because it was so short after my last launch, I didn't want to annoy my subscribers, so I only sent out 3 sales emails, plus a last one with a payment plan. 3! To compare this, in my last launch of Blissful Biz Academy, I sent out 9 sales emails. I also did 1 live webinar and 1 Instagram TV video where I talked about why a logo is not your brand. I wanted to do more, but again, I just didn't do it. I didn't have the time, or to tell the truth, I didn't make the time. Because that's what it comes down to, right? I didn't make the time. I just wasn't excited about it. And people could feel that. It definitely affected my results so, so much. If you're not excited about what you sell, why should anyone else be? And my final mistake, I didn't really grow my email list a lot since my last launch in February, and I didn't do Facebook ads to attract new people. So I was basically selling to the same people again, which never works. Your results are always going to be worse than the first time you made a specific offer to your audience. I've seen this happen to my students as well. They launch their course for the first time, and then a few months later, they launch it again, and the results are worse because they didn't like attract new people. They didn't grow their email list in the meantime. I actually wanted to run Facebook ads for the webinar, but because Facebook changed the event setting, I wasn't able to set them up in time. To run Facebook ads for an event, you want to set up a custom conversion. And this means that Facebook knows when someone actually signed up and thus knows that the ad is working and can improve targeting the right people. But they changed how to set up custom conversion events, and it takes now 72 hours for them to do that. And after you've set up the event, only after that you can use it in your ads, which was too late for me. So I didn't run ads and I didn't have enough new people on my email list, which was a very, very bad combination. But here's what I've learned from this. When you do a launch, when you want to sell something, or to phrase it differently, when you want to invite people to join your program, you need to go all in. You can't do it half-hearted. Or you shouldn't if you don't want to set yourself up for disappointment, like what I did here. I know that selling is so uncomfortable to so many of you, and yes, to me too. I have students asking me all the time, do I really have to do all this to sell my course? And the answer is yes, yes you do. Don't just send out a few emails and call it a day. You owe it to the product that you created that will help your customers to promote it as good as you can. I didn't do that this time. I didn't really give my online course what it deserved in promoting it. And I definitely want to do that better next time. Another thing that a few people try is just like, oh yeah, just put my online course on my website and people will find it. And when they're ready, they will buy. So yeah, I tried that actually a while ago and it didn't work at all. I put my online courses on my website and so you could buy them anytime and hardly anyone bought. Your potential customers, they want to be convinced. There is a mindset shift that needs to happen before they are ready to invest. And this takes time. And this means multiple messages, social media posts, lives, and emails. That's why I tell my students in Blissful Biz Academy that for their first launch, they should just follow my plan to launch with a free challenge and a strategically set up email sequence because it's proven to work. And after that, they can experiment if they want, like I did with this launch, because this is what I did. I didn't follow my proven plan or what I've learned. I experimented and it didn't work. When you're just starting, you want to follow a proven plan. So what will I change for my next launch? Right now, I'm working on an update for my website course. I'm designing a new website template and refilming all the lessons. It's going to be amazing. I'm not sure yet when I'll be finished, but my goal is to get it done this month and then launch it in July. And then I want to do a free website challenge again. I'm going to do tons of social media stuff, beautifully written emails, and a ton of Facebook ads. I'm going to make sure that I really, really take the time for this, to give it my all, to do it like as best as I can. You have to be careful in managing your energy. You don't want to give too much. You want to be careful that it's not like you're not burning out when you're launching, but you still want to put in energy. It just doesn't work when you don't put in your energy because this is what I've done with this launch. So definitely more energy going all in. And after that, I'm going on an epic trip this summer. I'm getting a camper van and in July, I'm going to travel to Sweden and hopefully Norway when they open the border again. I'm so excited already. You won't believe it. It's really all I can think about at the moment. And I plan to travel for 2 to 3 months and I'm also going to work while I'm traveling. So you're going to hear all about it. And so I have solar panels on the roof. I have my little toilet. I have heating. Water. I'm totally set up to work. And that's the beautiful thing about having an online business. I can work from anywhere. I just need my computer and I need internet, of course. So I have like a unlimited data plan as well. And that's like what's been keeping my mind occupied those last weeks very much. And it also meant that like this disappointing launch didn't really affect me so much emotionally as it would have when I just got started. So I was like, oh yeah, this didn't work. Let's do it better next time. I'm always telling my students I'm not extra special. I make mistakes as well. And I don't have it all figured out. I'm experimenting and learning just like you are. And I'm really happy to share what I'm doing and to share my successes with you, but I also want to share my mistakes. And we are all just figuring this out. We are all on this journey. And I hope that you feel like you can relate to this story maybe, and you feel like not so alone when stuff doesn't work out for you as you plan. It really happens to everybody. Most people just don't talk about it. So I really hope you appreciate me sharing this. And that's it for today. So this was a short episode. I'm going to wrap it up and I'll talk to you again next week. Until then, have a great week. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereiker.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.